Hey everybody, it's JT. What is on your holiday meal shopping list? Well, I would suggest Painted Hills Natural Beef. It is some of the best beef in the world. And your friends and family will be thanking you for a long time if you serve Painted Hills Natural Beef for your holiday meals. And now you can buy it online just by going to PaintedHillsBeef.com. Use the code BBQNATION at checkout and save yourself 15% on your order. Give Painted Hills Natural Beef a place on your table this holiday season.
Welcome to Barbecue Nation with JT and Leanne After Hours, the conversation that continued after the show was done.
Hey everybody, it's JT, and this is a special version of Barbecue Nation. It is brought to you in part by Painted Hills Natural Beef. Beef you can be proud to serve your family and friends. That's Painted Hills Natural Beef. Welcome to After Hours here on Barbecue Nation. Today we've got Richard Westhaver from Dirty Dick's Hot Sauce, along with Leanne and myself, and we thank Dick for sticking with us here. This is something that we do every week. This part doesn't go actually on the radio. This is just a separate part of the podcast version. But we have these kind of off the wall questions we like to ask and see what your responses are. Are you ready?
Sure, let's hit it.
Okay. All right. We'll start with an easy one here. If you could cook for and then dine with a historical figure, who would it be? And what would be on the menu?
Benjamin Franklin. Mm. And I'd probably have a prime rib roast.
There you go. There you go.
Mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
I like that. Dick, if you started your career all over again, would you do the same thing or would you do something different?
Probably in terms of food?
Yeah. Whatever you wanted to do. I mean, did you have something?
I've had an interior landscaping company for 40 years.
Okay.
So I'm a horticulturist.
There you go.
That's the day job.
Okay.
And then Dirty Dick was cooking at night.
Okay. What would you say your success to failure ratio is when you're trying to create a new recipe, like a new sauce recipe?
I would say I probably write 20 recipes to get one. Wow. And I have plenty of critics.
Oh, I'm sure.
Critics.
Yeah.
So I had friends try. They've been doing this with all these years with me. I let him try. Ah, horrible. So I get a lot of feedback.
Okay.
Ultimately, I decide, but they help me get close. And then I finish it.
So if we put your skills to music, what would the music be?
Stairway to Heaven.
I love that. If Leanne declared you supreme ruler of hot sauces for 1 week, what would you, Dirty Dick, decree as supreme ruler of hot sauces?
You're only allowed to eat and drink Dirty Dick's hot sauce. There are no others.
Okay. All right. If you could erase one mistake from your past, what would it be and why?
That's too scary. I could erase one. I don't know. I have to think about that.
Yeah, we can come back to that.
Yeah, come back.
Okay. What does a fantasy day look like for you?
Me?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I like being in the Caribbean, swimming, yeah. Go for a swim. In the ocean.
You still go down there?
Every year.
Okay, good.
For two weeks.
What was the worst place you ever had to cook?
It was down south. It wasn't the worst place to cook. It was the worst place to stay. Because if you go to some of those hotels and motels in Virginia and Tennessee, you know, that you go to find a hotel, even in New York, you'd find a, you know, you don't know, you're looking at all these lists of motels, and you got to book rooms. And then you get there and there'd be someone, you go, did they throw up on the ceiling?
Oh, yeah.
How could it be? That's horrible. So I would say that's the worst part, is picking the wrong room.
Yeah, that's true.
Fly by night place.
Well, that is true.
You know, they were all pretty much the same.
When you were competing in barbecue, did you have a favorite event, like the brisket or the ribs or whatever?
A favorite thing to cook?
Yeah.
I would say probably the briskets. I like to cook brisket.
Okay.
That was the most.
But didn't you win first place at the Jack cooking chicken?
Yeah, I've won a lot of chickens.
Yeah. That's very good.
And I used to use breasts, roaster breasts. And no one ever understood it.
Yeah.
And I used to just put sliced white meat in the box. And it'd be just like tender and juicy.
Mm-hmm.
And that won a lot of first places.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Mm-hmm. So I won the most with chicken, but I like cooking.
Okay. What's the hardest thing about owning your own business?
You're a slave to it. You got to keep it up. You can't, you know, every day there's something going on. There's always issues. So I would just say, you know, you got to do your work. You got to work.
Mm-hmm.
Can't leave it alone.
Do you remember the first thing you ever smoked, grilled, barbecued?
It was probably in Montserrat. We ate a lot of chicken. That's what they had, chicken.
Yeah.
That's what the locals ate, so that's what you could buy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because the beef, you know, they kill it. If you go to the market at every Saturday, they'd like butcher a goat, and they'd be like the goat hanging. It was kind of disgusting. They had no refrigeration. So it was rough. You know, if you didn't get there early to buy your meat, I mean, that's how the old Caribbean was.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't eat that stuff.
I was in Mexico. Well, I've been there many times, but I was in there one time and I went to an open air market. And I grew up on a farm and we raised animals to eat and stuff. So none of that stuff bothered me, but we walked by and they had butchered a hog. And there was, you know, the ribs and some shoulders and the standard stuff, if you will. And yep. then there was the entrails.
Yeah.
Then there was the organs. And then there was the head. And this head was huge. And there was flies and shit all over.
Oh my God.
And
I remember the flies, and then it was gross. They had no refrigeration.
Yeah. Yeah. God, I remember that. It was just like it was yesterday.
Right.
Yeah.
No, their lives were a lot hotter than ours.
What do you think was the biggest mistake you ever made in a barbecue competition, if you made any at all?
Oh, I made plenty. I would say much smoke. That was a big deal. And you don't want to drink too much the night before.
No.
You want to concentrate on the smart guys didn't overdo it. They concentrated on the cooking. And I'd say that was a big deal. Is concentrate on what you're doing and not, you know, not a party thing.
So kind of like a 4-beer limit or something, you know.
However you do it, you don't want to lose control.
Right.
You want to concentrate on what you're doing.
I get it. When you were judging a lot, did you have a favorite area or competition that you like to judge at?
You mean a contest or a category? Yeah.
No, a contest.
Well, we used to have this local grilling contest, the Pig and Pepper. And I always competed in it, but once I stopped, I used to like doing that.
Hmm.
It was kind of the local place. And, of course, Jack Daniel's.
Oh, yeah.
That's the pinnacle.
Mm-hmm. Is that your favorite, Leanne, the Jack?
Oh, yeah.
Because you've judged it a bunch.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I think it's the best food.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of every contest, you know, a third of them are newbies and they really don't understand.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So you got to deal with those guys. You got to try to be fair to the people that don't know what they're doing. And so you just have to realize that. Kind of be kind.
Sure.
Most people.
Well, let's go back and see if we can find out if you wanted, if you could erase one mistake from your past. Now I gave you some time to think about it, which I'm sure you probably didn't, but.
I think I should have stayed in school longer. I should have got an advanced degree. You know, so I got a degree in economics. I wish I went further. Mm-hmm. I thought if I should have got a master's degree and then I should have taught it. That's what I think I should have done.
Where did you go to school?
Boston State College.
Did you?
Then I used to take classes at Harvard at night. And I studied a lot of real estate. Like I used
it's
to go
five
to Harvard at night study real estate. So I've done all that stuff.
Right.
But that was interesting.
Right. Okay. Last question. Last question, Dick.
All right, I'm ready.
If you were on death row, what would be your last meal?
I'd like a blackened tenderloin with remoulade and probably baked potatoes and sour cream.
Yeah,
that's delicious.
You can order as much as you want because they can't tell you to slow or speed up eating, you know. You can,
and hopefully they cook it right.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know if you can send it back to the kitchen when you're in that situation or not.
Probably not. Maybe they put a little extra effort in it.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe like that.
If I had to have a last one, that would be good.
Yeah.
Dick Westhaver from Dirty Dick's Hot Sauces. Thank you, buddy. And again,
anytime.
DirtyDicksSauce.com, right?
Yes.
Okay.
www.DirtyDicksHotSauce.com. That's the official.
Okay, perfect. We got that. Dick, thank you. Leanne, thank you. And
thanks
for listening. We'll be back next week with another edition of Barbecue Nation. Until then, remember our motto, turn it, don't burn it. Go have some good food and have fun. Take care, everybody.
Thank you.